In President Biden's address to Congress last night, he restated his promise to end the U.S. war in Afghanistan.
We degraded the terrorist threat of al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. And after 20 years of value, valor, and sacrifice, it's time to bring those troops home.
When U.S. troops do leave, many worry the Taliban will return to power and start a new campaign to repress women, as they did when they ruled Afghanistan in the 1990s. Zarifa Hamidi experienced life under the militant Islamist regime. She has since fled the country and joins us now from New York. Zarifa, welcome.
Thank you. It's nice to be speaking with you.
So more than 20 years ago, just before U.S. troops arrived in your country, you were a child. You were living in a village in northern Afghanistan. What do you remember about your life at that time under the Taliban?
In 2000, my father, along with two of my uncles, were assassinated in the northern part of Afghanistan. My father, he was in the army. He was part of the Northern Alliances, so he had been fighting the Taliban regime. And in a revenge, they killed my uncles too.
What happened to your family after that?
So after that, my mother had to take us to Kabul, and we stayed with, you know, like here and there. And one of our relatives told us that there was an orphanage that could protect us, and my mother took us to the orphanage, and we started at the orphanage in 2000, and I was there until 2008.
So I know you were just a child at the time, and it can be hard to remember these difficult things. Has your mother told you about what that time was like for her and how repressive life was for her and other women in Afghanistan under the Taliban?
Yes, I mean, similar to other Afghan women, my mother had a very rough experience. You know, she was not allowed to leave the house without a male companion, and she had to wear a full burqa. And, you know, she could not read or write because she never received a formal education. So when the Taliban left in 2001, she was able to get a job at the orphanage as a cleaning lady, and that was not easy for her. She always told us that if you don't do well, if you don't get an education, you will end up like me.
So your mom gets a job at the orphanage where she had sent you because she couldn't care for you. Mm-hmm. What was that like for her to be working, to have a job after so many years of repression under the Taliban?
I mean, she was happy that at least she is working and making, you know, the little money that she is, and she's not relying on her sister or brother. So that felt like freedom, and a huge burden was left off of her shoulders now that she had a slight idea of, like, what the future could look like for her and also for her girls, whom she was very worried about in terms of getting an education.
Well, right. I mean, it wasn't just your mother that enjoyed new freedoms. After U.S. troops came in 2001, the Taliban was deposed. How would you describe the gains that women across the country experienced in the last 20 years?
Well, since 2001, you know, the U.S. has spent a lot of money and resources to promote women's rights. Like, the result of that is a generation who came of age in a period of hope for women's equality. Women were practically prisoners of their own homes. Now they have joined the military and police. They have held political offices and competed in the Olympics. And the American troops used to visit the orphanage. And the reason that I got encouraged to learn English was because of their generosity. I was just mesmerized by their kindness and how they were just playing with us, and that I really wanted to learn English, which made it possible for me to get a scholarship to go to Jordan. And when I think about it, or I tell my story, it just sounds like a fairy tale, but it turned my life around.
Right. So how are you feeling right now that you're processing the news President Biden has said that all U.S. troops will be gone by September. How does that make you feel?
I'm very anxious, and I'm afraid that the country would go into civil war, and that's not what we want. There has been enough war and destruction in the country, and it's hard. I'm in touch with some of those in Afghanistan, and what I'm hearing is that they're hopeless. They don't know what's going to happen to them after the Americans leave. And I understand that the U.S. has been exhausted, but we are hopeful that the U.S. will not abandon Afghanistan, and they will make sure that the two sides are working with each other that they to prevent a civil war outbreak.
Zarifa Hamidi escaped the Taliban in Afghanistan in the early 2000s, now living in the United States. Thank you for sharing your story, and thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share my story.